Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Practicing the Present, The Neglected Art of Living in the Now by John Kessler. Narrated by Adam Werner. Introduction. I'm a sucker for books and movies about time travel. The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, the time-traveling DeLorean in Back to the Future, and any Star Trek episode in which the crew of the Starship Enterprise travels back to the 20th century. I love them all. But over the years, I've learned a few important things about time travel. For example, as far as I can tell from these books and movies, backward is better than forward. When you travel back in time, you know what you're getting. The future, on the other hand, is unknown and always seems to get worse. But that doesn't mean that the past is safe. When you travel back in time, you had better not touch anything. Apparently, the smallest change can have devastating effects on the space-time continuum. You may come back to the present and find that you don't exist. In real life, I can't travel in time. But that doesn't mean I have no interest in either the past or the future. I'm often preoccupied with both. Sometimes it's because I'm thinking about the past, trying to understand what I have experienced and how it affects my life. Just as often I'm concerned about the future. I spent most of my youth preparing for a career that is now almost over. In my job as a college professor, I have spent 25 years equipping students for future ministry. As a Christian, my expectation is fixed on a hope that is yet to come. Like the patriarchs, I am longing for a better heavenly country. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. What gets lost in all of this is the present. Like the quiet child in a loud family, it is often overlooked. You might think that this would not be the case. After all, aren't our immediate concerns always those of the present? What is more, between the past, present, and future, only the present is our constant companion. Despite this reality, there are many people who live in the past. For them, the present is merely the parade ground on which their personal history passes in review. Sometimes they are focused on the past because it seems preferable to the present. The past is where their golden age lies. They long for the good old days that will never come again. This shining vision of an era that probably never existed to begin with becomes the point of comparison for all the joys of the present. Not surprisingly, they all fall short of the mark. At other times, they may dwell on the past because they have been deeply scarred by it. They relive the trauma each time they think about it, or they analyze the details of their past, hoping to understand it. Others are focused mainly on the future. They are not especially interested in the past. It seems like ancient history to them, as dusty as it is useless.